in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, April 16th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. If you have a comment, you'd like to make a comment into the show, please text me there. Let's see. Greg, I did not see this back when talking with Dr. Jeff. Randy, there is actually a competition for shooting from horseback. They use waxed bullets shooting at balloons. Too cool. Did not know that. Good. We'll have to talk to Dr. Jeff about that. See if that's his methodology he uses when he performs and does his exhibition, riding horseback, shooting at targets. That is too cool. Absolutely looking forward to it. Again, save the date, Saturday, July 19th, Central Lake, Michigan, noon to 4 p.m. It's going to be a great event. I'm going to be reaching out to the governor candidates to see if I can get them to come and speak at the event. We've got three major Republicans now in the race. So this is going to be very interesting, and to see who shows up, who wants to start talking to the people and taking questions. So we're excited. It's going to be a great event, and we're looking forward to it. Again, Saturday, July 19th, save the date. When we have the website up and running for ticket sales, we'll let you guys know when you can start buying your tickets. I fully expect this event to sell out. We have a maximum feeding capacity of 300 people, and I expect that we may very well easily sell this event out this year. It's going to be great. U.S. Senate candidates announcing, governor candidates. I got a special keynote speaker I'm working on. So, yeah, going to be a great event, so we're excited. One of the things that you need to know, and this is, again, getting back to the House oversight, going forward, they're not only looking at election integrity, even though that's one of them that they're doing. The House Oversight Committee voted yesterday to authorize the issuance of a subpoena for election training materials given to municipal clerks by the Department of State. You just heard it on the top of the hour, bottom of the hour news as well. Well, they're also looking very much forward to talking to Eagle. This is going to be an interesting story. This is going to be an interesting process. Well, finishing up the election integrity request, back in November, the chair of the Election Integrity Committee, Rochelle Smith, requested information from Secretary of State as well as the Department of State and Bureau of Elections after the November 5th election. She was assigned to chair up the new committee, Election Integrity. Well, not hearing anything from Secretary of State Benson's office, she sent a letter. Nothing came from the letter. Fast forward to March 12th, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, Jay DeBoyer, sent a letter to the Department of State requesting the very same documents Smith had requested back in November. Well, the Department of State responded, stating that the Democrats she's requesting are only shared on a need-to-know basis, quote-unquote. DeBoyer issued another request on April 4th and gave her a 10-day deadline, April 14th. Well, the Department of State did not provide all the requested documents by that deadline, leading to the subpoena being authorized yesterday. DeBoyer, again, repeating the comment that I said yesterday in the story, election integrity is the utmost importance to the functioning of our republic form of government. State of Michigan and the Department of State have been unacceptably difficult in ensuring transparency regarding how the department is training local clerks to administer our state's elections, DeBoyer said. DeBoyer said the committee has the right to know how Benson is instructing local election clerks, saying that if the trainings complied with Michigan election laws, why would she be withholding the documents? Legislators must review these materials and ensure election workers are receiving the most appropriate, up-to-date training guidance that's developed directly in line with our state laws. Not whatever portions of the state laws Secretary Benson decided to fit into her agenda, said Rochelle Schmidt in her press release. Before voting on the issuance of the subpoena motion, the committee heard statements for about an hour of questions regarding the proposed committee rule changes that have to do with subpoena power. Every Democrat on the committee asked a question about the rule changes. Well, fellow member Angela Regas, Republican from Caledonia, asked the chairman DeBoyer when committee members received the proposed rule changes. He said legal counsel for each caucus received the rules a month ago, with the implication that it was up to legal counsel to disseminate the information to the members from there. Well, the vote on the rule changes, 9 yeas, 2 nays, 5 passes, along party lines. All the Republicans voted for it. The Democrats either voted no or abstained. The rule changes include details on the process for issuing a subpoena, such as the requirement that 3 days notice be given, the chair's ability to overrule a deponent's chance to refuse to answer a question, to privilege, and who would be included in the deposition process. The closed-door fact-finding meeting would happen under oath with witnesses. Additionally, the witnesses would be allowed to have attorneys, a court reporter to transcribe the meeting minutes, as well as a committee chair and House staff designated by the committee chair to attend. All the parties from both Republicans, Democrats, as well as committee members would be allowed to have their own legal representation. Well, Democrat Communist Lori Podhutsky from Livonia raised concerns that technically the committee vote was to allow DeBoyer to issue a subpoena. But Podhutsky said she and her colleagues are unclear on what the final request to the Department of State would look like, since a document of the subpoena wasn't provided or taken up at yesterday's vote. Another Democrat, Reggie Miller from Belleville, asked Chairman DeBoyer how he would determine whether to overrule a deponent's refusal to answer, and what would be the consequence for not answering after the ruling. Penelope turns to glue. Democrat from East Lansing followed up later with her concerns about how DeBoyer would grant confidentiality in a deposition hearing, pointing out that despite being a duly appointed committee chair, he's not a judge. Well, DeBoyer said a deponent's constitutional rights remain intact. They could avoid incrimination. Deponent wouldn't be subject to sanction by the House of Representatives, as pointed out in Part H of Rule Number 4. Miller followed up, asked if refusing to answer after being overruled by the chair could result in a bureaucrat being removed from their position by a House resolution. DeBoyer said removing individuals from office could not be done by passing a resolution. Other Democrats objected to no avail. DeBoyer, the chair, overruled their objections and continued on with the meeting. Well, that leads to the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy Chief Deputy Director Aaron Keatley, as well as legislative liaison Sidney Hart, who also testified before the House Oversight Committee after the vote of the subpoena against Jocelyn Benson. Keatley thanked Chair DeBoyer for the opportunity to present information to the committee. But Eagle said they were not invited to the March 11th and March 18th hearings. In March, DeBoyer said Eagle was invited to testify, but no one responded and made it clear that they were available to come in. Keatley said his department will now pay close attention to any requests to come and testify and will definitely attend future meetings. Keatley said his intent yesterday was to discuss Eagle's responsibilities, clarify how Eagles makes their decision, and many other concerns that were raised at the March 18th hearing. House Oversight Committee getting some respect from at least one bureaucratic agency. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, Think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment, hour number two. Just to wrap up this story, and my basic takeaway from the whole thing, Michigan House Oversight Committee is wielding a lot of power under the new speaker, Matt Hall, and the chairman, Jay DeBoyer of St. Clair County. Interesting resume about DeBoyer. Before becoming a state representative, he was the county clerk for St. Clair County for 12 years. He knows elections. He understands working with local township clerks. Again, people, your local clerk is the one who runs your elections. It's not your county clerk, it's your local clerk. They get training materials, manuals, upgrades to their electronic voting machines, their tabulators, from the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Many of the local township clerks believe that Jocelyn Benson is their boss. Secretary of State is not the boss of your local clerk. Your local clerk has independent autonomy from the Secretary of State. She can put out guidelines. She can suggest that things be done a certain way, but the local clerks have the final say. Why? Because they're duly elected by their constituents in the township. They are accountable to the people. Jocelyn Benson is also accountable to the people, but she's accountable to the whole state. The whole state does not run our elections. The local township clerks do. They work in concert with the county clerk. The county clerk works in concert with the Secretary of State. That's the chain of command. That's the way the system is set up. Elections are run by township clerks, cities, villages, whatever. Now, in our county, for example, Antrim County, Mansalona Village votes at the Mansalona Township Hall. Bel Air Township, also the village, they vote at the township. Kearney Township, Forest Home Township, they help the local villages. Now, getting this training material from Benson And what she sent out to the local clerks is paramount to seeing if she gave guidelines or instructions to clerks that violated state election laws. Why do you think she's fighting giving them this training materials, these manuals they sent out to the local clerks? Because Benson has already been proven in court 8 times to have violated our state's election laws. There's only one problem. Those election laws have no penalties attached. It's very simple. You can do basically whatever you want, because if you break the law and you're the Secretary of State, along with this Attorney General, Dana Nessel, you're not going to be investigated and you're not going to be prosecuted. And even in the 8 cases that were brought to court, the judges ruled Benson violated election laws. But there's no penalty. No fine, no jail time, nothing. So I have a very simple question, legislators listening. Change the election laws. You can amend laws. You do it all the time. Amend the laws that provide for jail time. If found guilty of breaking this election law, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, you're going to jail. That'll put a stop to this. But she's operating under old statutes, folks, that have no penalties attached to the laws if you break them. So at this point, stall, 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 drag your feet, don't respond, don't provide the documents. Well, guess what? There's a new sheriff in town. Speaker Matt Hall giving subpoena powers to Chair Jay DeBoyer of the House Oversight Committee. Well, he just issued a subpoena. Let's see how she responds to it. And if she doesn't respond, I'm wondering if Jay DeBoyer is going to ask for her to be arrested, prosecuted for violating the subpoena. We're going to continue watching this story. Going to get real interesting real quick. Hour number 3 of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all